Hi, good morning, Audio Boo Land. I can't talk, it's Monday morning. Who can talk on a Monday morning? Anyway, I've just been down to the post office to pick up a pack because I actually came up with the crazy idea of making some 100 Stories for Haiti t-shirts and a few other things available. So I had some stuff done at a website called cafepress.co.uk. And I didn't actually post them up on the 100 Stories website for people to buy as yet because I wanted to order them myself and see what the quality's like. And I've just picked up the pack and I haven't opened it yet, so I'm just opening the pack now with a pair of scissors. The last box I opened like this that I got in the mail was actually 15 copies of the book itself, 100 Stories for Haiti, which was really exciting. Oh, you can hear me snipping away in the background here. And that video is actually up on YouTube. I can link to it there from this audio boo. There's a highlights video as well, actually, from all the kind of YouTube videos I made to get people involved in the book. So I'll post a link to that too, so you can check out the highlights video. But the actual video itself of me opening the 100 Stories for Haiti box with all the books in it is there too, which it was a really great moment to share on camera because, you know, we'd worked so hard over those 6 weeks or six and a bit weeks to get the book done and out there, and there it was, you know, right in my hand. So it really was quite an amazing moment for me, at least, anyway. So anyway, I've got this box open, which is full of with the t-shirts and bits in it, and let me get it out. There's lots of bubble wrap. Hurrah! Bubble wrap. Let me pop some bubble wrap. I love popping bubble wrap. Alright, that's my popping bubble wrap done. Okay, first thing out is the mug. Oi, I need scissors for that. Here we go, mug. It's like a large size mug. I thought, you know, writers need coffee and lots of it, so I had them make a large size mug. And it looks good, actually. That looks great. So that's definitely, I'm going to put that up on the website for anyone out there who's interested to order. And now we got some t-shirts. Oi, here we go. And they're all wrapped up in a bag. Let's have a look at t-shirts. Well, I actually had t-shirts and a book bag made. So I've got the book bag now. Let's have a look at that. Wow, that actually looks pretty good. That's great, actually. That's great, I carry my books in that. So I'll make that available on the site. Book bag. 100storiesofhaiti.org, it says on there. It's got the logo on it, actually. 100storiesofhaiti.org logo. So that looks great. Well, let's check out the t-shirts then. They do kind of cheaper t-shirts at Cafe Press, but I actually had them do the organic ones. They do these organic cotton t-shirts, and I thought, you know, I hate those kind of cheap t-shirts that people have made. But these are kind of organic. Actually, they're really soft. They're very soft. They're by Anvil Organic, 100% organic cotton. I actually ordered an XL just to see what the size was. It's quite big. It's actually huge. It's probably a bit big for me. And I'm 5'8", average size. So XL for a 5'8" person, average size, probably isn't the best one to get. But the t-shirt looks great. Going to make that available. And I ordered a women's t-shirt as well, which I'll give to my wife. But let's check out the women's t-shirt. Oh, running out of time here. Nearly 5 minutes. Yeah, women's t-shirt looks great too. Excellent. That's the same organic t-shirt, organic cotton. A little bit more expensive than, you know, the cheap, nasty ones. But, you know, you can wear it and wash it and it's good quality. So I'm going to make all these available on the site as of today. So you'll be able to buy a mug, a book bag, and some t-shirts, and I think maybe some postcards. They do those too. So great. 100 Stories for Haiti merchandise. That sounds horrible, doesn't it? Merchandise. But, you know, stuff to help support the project a bit more is on the way. Thanks. Have a good day.